Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
The Bracket is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. Attention to small business owners. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover payroll tax overpayments and determine if you're eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, and free 10-minute consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. So take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit now. The 3-year sunset deadline for filing begins to close on March 31st, 2023. So learn if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com now. Welcome to The Bracket, episode 56. Today, we are doing the worst things about the holidays. It's going to be a big debate, I'm sure. No KB, who's out sick. What was this issue?
Sick.
Yeah, but there's micro definition. Was he pooping?
No, he wasn't pooping. It was, I don't know. I think he, tummy ache?
Tummy ache, something. Yeah. Okay. Francis is also doing the rundown as we speak. So we have subs of Grace O'Malley, first time in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fighting this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Did you say that's the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. TGIF.
I never knew.
Exactly. It's part of it.
Like 3 days.
We also have Big T on to defend Christmas.
Apparently it needs defending.
You might. You never know. And then we also
Steven already said something outrageous.
Outrageous.
We can get you're not going to like it when you hear an audience member who I'm sure is a great defender of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But before we talk to any of that, about any of that, let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, 3Chi. All right, let's talk about probably the longest running sponsor in LCB/bracket history, 3Chi. We are introducing the next evolution in ultra pure cannabis products, Delta 9O by 3Chi. 3Chi Delta 9O products deliver a similar yet smoother, stronger, and longer-lasting euphoria compared to traditional marijuana products. This high-quality and federally legal hemp-derived product raises the bar for what you thought you should expect from a cannabis product in both effects and experience. We talk about the different products from 3Chi all the time. I will always plug those goddamn edibles. They are so good, especially the Rice Krispie one. And also the cookie was amazing as well. Get your exclusive 10% discount on all 3Chi premium THC products by going to 3Chi.com. That's the number 3CHI.com. And use promo code BARSTOOL10 to get 10% off your order today. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly.
Oh, hell yeah. That's me eating a gummy.
Of course.
Thanks. Comfortably numb gummy.
Thank you so much to 3Chi. All right, first matchup of the day. It's number 12 versus number 5. Number 5 comes from Steven, actually. But I think you had a 2, Tommy, on your list as well. Christmas music.
Until you say it.
No. I did not have that on.
Oh,
I like
on
Christmas
list.
Music.
Things that we don't like, right?
Things we don't like about
like
the holiday season.
I've never listened to Christmas music through headphones ever in my life.
That's true.
Oh, I have. Justin Bieber Mistletoe album.
Woo-wee!
Kenny G. We were talking about him earlier. The best Christmas album of all time. I'm telling you, you'll get the tingles.
There's a J. Cole Christmas song that's also very good.
J. Cole has
it's a good-ass song.
Is it sexual?
It's a little sexual. Like, I think you couldn't interpret any song as sexual, but definitely that one.
Christmas with my penis in your vagina.
It sounds like a good Christmas.
That's the J. Cole song, right?
Sounds very similar.
It's a family favorite in my house.
Yeah.
I don't do anything sexual on Christmas. I've never beat off on Christmas.
Never beat off on Christmas.
Either, yeah.
Not even when your grandma walks in, you're like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
No, not at all. Oh. No, and I've never gotten pussy on Christmas.
Not once. Not
asked.
We'll see.
Hey, sir, can I have some pussy on this Christmas night?
I guess you can call.
Wait a minute. Can you bring up the J. Cole Christmas song again? Just act like you didn't say it yet.
J. Cole actually has a really good Christmas
song. Cole on Christmas. Were you bad or something, dude?
Damn, that should have been the punch for his album. Shit. I think we could maybe more qualify it like Christmas music towards the end half of past the Ides of December. If that makes sense. Because like the first half, I don't really care.
But past when?
The 15th.
I don't like Christmas music. Like, I know TJ loves Christmas music, but like some people start listening to it like before Thanksgiving.
That's December, I think, obviously is the mark.
First time you hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You" at a bar in like Christmas season, it's magical.
It is a great time.
Yes,
I agree with that. Christmas music is going up against the number 12 seed. A lot of people replied on Twitter with this hangovers. I do think to a degree, like if you get a hangover during holiday season, you also probably overate, and like overeating hangovers are way worse than just regular beer and liquor hangovers, in my opinion, because you feel like you've expanded so much more. And I feel like I just can't move after that. But we'll start with you, Tommy. Which one do you think is worse? Hangovers during the holiday season or Christmas music?
I mean, I hate this matchup because I like Christmas music. And I don't really get, I don't know, I feel like hangovers, I don't think of hangovers as Christmas season specific. Holiday season specific.
Congrats on having a healthy family. Very cool. Must be.
Or his family's such alcoholics that he is.
Right, we're immune to hangovers.
Right, yeah.
I guess I'll go hangover. I like Christmas music. I think it's good. It's 1 month a year. I don't mind listening to it. It gets me in the spirit, so I'll go hangover.
There are three Christmas songs I think are awful. There's the Wings one. Do you know what I'm talking about? Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply I love that one. That's from the Rudolph animated movie.
No.
Yes.
The Wings one is definitely not
with Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Simply having.
It's like the goofy synth version.
Pick that up from when we all sang it.
He sang no.
Well, no, it's the Paul McCartney version.
Paul McCartney.
It's like synthy and shit.
I like the Paul McCartney.
It's better than the John Lennon "Merry Christmas."
That
war is over.
Also on the list, the John Lennon Christmas song, and then I think lastly, "Christmas Shoe" is obviously the worst.
The worst mom's dying.
Yeah,
the sadder you can make a Christmas song.
He's dying. He wants to get her new shoes because she's dying on Christmas Eve.
And Mama meets Jesus tonight.
First of all, dumb kid, be with your dying.
Yeah, be with your dying mom.
Here, I got you these shoes. Yeah.
There's a new one that's similar. That's really good. "Family Tree" by Brandon Davis. Great. Very
what's
sad.
What's it about?
Oh, kid's dying.
Okay. It's dying?
Oh, yeah. No, he's dying.
What's it called again?
It's about a dying kid.
Wait. I might have the wrong... One More Christmas Eve. I had the wrong Brandon
Davis. Oh, man.
Sounds like it's...
I had the wrong Brandon Davis
song. Family Tree.
One More Christmas Eve.
It's like the song.
Oh, yeah.
Carol...
I don't understand why people intentionally make themselves sad.
Oh, no.
It makes you appreciate the good things you have.
This is an incredible second stanza to this song. Now Christmas only came five times in his life. His chemo stole his smile away and the joy from his eyes. His mama would pray to God, reach down your healing hand. My husband's fighting overseas and I can't lose my little man.
He's over. This has everything.
He teaches snap and he asked Santa to live for one more Christmas Eve.
That's a hallmark.
Well, Santa.
That's horrible.
And what a military to not send the dad home at Christmas with a dying child.
Child dying of cancer.
This can't be in America. This
great song. It makes you appreciate the good things you have for Christmas.
It gets worse the more I read. Oh, yeah. There's going to have to be a whole dissection to that later.
But that guy wrote that song intentionally. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
No, Brandon Davis, great, great musician.
Was it a personal song that he wrote from his personal experience?
No, he made up this thing.
There's no way.
He just made up the saddest family of all time.
So you're going with Hangovers, Grace?
Hangovers.
Hangovers, bad experiences?
Hangovers are bad in general, but I think holidays are the best time to have it because you don't really have anything else to do.
Well, also, hungover with your family.
Yeah.
So, how are things going?
My mom always guilts me. Oh, you still don't know your limit? 30 years old, you don't know your limit yet? I'm going to go Christmas music, though. It gets old. It's only enjoyable when there's a bunch of other things going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's a song, I think, out now about a boy dying of cancer.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And it's just a blatant money grab.
You,
of all people, you're falling for this?
Well, I love all different kinds of Christmas music, but that song, we were talking about sad ones. It's a great song.
Right.
You should be like, man, like I'm really appreciative this Christmas season that these things aren't happening to me.
That's your karaoke song, isn't it? That's your big...
Oh, that'll be so funny.
He's like, what are you doing with that bald cap? Stephen Shea.
Hate Christmas music.
That checks out.
I'm kind of shocked by that.
There is, I mean, I have had a different perspective on Christmas since having kids. It's nice to see them get excited and stuff like that. My son loves like holiday decorations. There's a street in our town.
But then when my 5-year-old started getting sick, things changed.
Steve got sent overseas to Iran.
Deployed, yeah.
But yeah, Christmas music, we listened to it a lot growing up. My mom would put it on like kind of as like background noise. And it was always the same couple songs. They all sucked. And I would have to listen to them for like 6 weeks. So, in turn, I hate Christmas music. Like, Baby It's Cold Outside, isn't that about like the R word? Like, forget
it. Like, it's R word. We're having some drinks and getting frisky, okay?
I thought you meant like mentally challenged.
Like, just say it.
I'm talking about like face down in a marsh.
I thought you were that R word.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of how you convinced Baby It's Cold Outside to be about like a mental defeat.
I really can't stay.
Oh, it's
Dana,
not. It's hot.
It's cold
out. It's hot out. Yeah.
Are
you dumb?
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're tied up. Big T.
I mean, this is ridiculous. One of these things sucks, and one is awesome.
One's not unique to the holiday season, though.
Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I mean, Christmas music is good, so why would you pick that as something that...
You know what? I hate getting hit by a car during the holidays.
I didn't pick these. Dude, I don't know why you're mad at me. Get mad at him.
Also, don't get hangovers, no? Or don't drink? I forget which...
I drink. I've never gotten drunk enough that I've
had a hangover. You might change your tune after that, but... I mean, in this case, you're voting for hangover.
No, that would strengthen my position.
So you're going with hangover?
Yeah.
Another for hangover. You could send it home or tie it up. Kate.
I fucking love Christmas music. And I grew up listening to like Dr. Demento. It's like the early Weird Al shit. The Chipmunks, Cheech and Chong Christmas. Like my dad always had the funny Christmas albums that when I was a kid I thought were hilarious. And now I constantly have the Yule Log playing on my TV with the Christmas music so that my son thinks the TV's on, but it's not. But we're listening to it constantly. And then as for Christmas hangovers... We had like a big cousin's party one Christmas, and one, the dog at my cousin's house ate an entire thing of Kraft singles wrapped in plastic and like almost died and had to go to the vet. And then I was so hungover. We had to go to a family party at my grandmom's the next day, like huge family, ton of cousins. And there was a cheesesteak and orange juice in the fridge, and I like needed to get something in my stomach. I ended up throwing cheesesteak orange juice up in my mom's brand new car, like all over it. And she was like, "There's Christmas. You ruined. I like ruined Christmas." Hangovers, hands down. Sorry, those are two long things, but
no, that's
visceral feelings for both.
Getting hit with "you ruined Christmas"
is a toughie. Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
Have you gotten it too?
I feel like I might have.
I've gotten it. I feel like several times.
I'd rather get that than throw up orange juice. That is the worst thing to throw up.
Yeah.
I think the most boomer thing about me is that I love the song 12 Pains of Christmas." I think this is a song you'd like.
Man.
Like, it's the 12 whatever Christmas, but it's like about things you hate about Christmas.
I know. I don't have a clue.
That'd be like a... Tommy, did you ever hear this? Because maybe it was a Long Island thing. The 12 Pains of Christmas?
No.
Never?
12 Pains of Christmas?
Yeah. Never once? No. There's a listener out there that knows what I'm talking about. You fucking ass.
You seem really mad that I haven't heard of it.
Are you talking about the Christmas elves?
No.
The Swedish Christmas
Yule
elves?
Yule lads? Are you talking about the Yule lads? Yeah, that's Iceland. That's a different
jabber.
Okay, so Hangover is going to advance. Next, we have the number 4 seed. You two definitely both had this. Getting Fat versus Last Minute Shopping. Last Minute Shopping, I low-seeded just because, like, I do that, so it sucks for me personally, but not everyone does that, so it's like you can't put it too high of a seed. We'll start with you, Kate. Last Minute Shopping versus Getting Fat after the holidays.
I don't mind either of those things at all. I will eat 1,000 Christmas cookies and just not give a fuck. I've always been, what is it called, where you've got no muscle tone?
No muscle tone.
My son likes to go, "Squishy mama," and he just pokes me, and I'm just like loose and gross.
You're loose?
Yeah. No, that was, don't clip that out of context.
Too late. Gooch is on.
Anyway, if I had to pick, I guess, because I even like, if I have time to myself, last minute Christmas shopping, there's like a vibe, there's like a chaos in the air that's kind of Christmassy that I like. I guess that one then.
Last minute shopping?
Yeah. I don't know.
Last minute shopping, Big T?
I hate shopping in stores, period. I can't buy something at a physical location anymore.
I can't.
I get
dizzy in stores. I'm all about brick and mortar stores, dude. It feels great.
No, I want it sent to my front door. So, shopping.
Last minute shopping. Jay?
What was last minute shopping against?
Last minute shopping versus getting fat.
Getting fat sucks. So, yeah. because then it's the new year. Everyone makes up a fake New Year's resolution they stick to for like 6 days. No, getting fat.
This is like your segue into the boomer meme about hating the 1st of January because everyone going to the gym.
No, I don't hate that.
Don't hate that? I think it's a good thing.
Jay, you're officially on Grinch alert, first of all. not joking. And secondly, the panic I would have if I had to... My Christmas shopping's done already.
Oh,
nice. Thank you, everybody.
Did you get me?
Please. Last minute Christmas shopping, if you're like going 2 days before Christmas, you know you're about to give the most ass gift of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I did it in high school once. And do you guys remember the store Things Remembered?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All they would do was engrave stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, they would sell the... I got my dad a Zippo that said Will. He doesn't smoke.
Yeah. I was going to say that's not his name.
No.
That'd be better.
I got everybody in my family. My little sister, I got her, like, an engraved box. I don't know. It was the worst. Because that was, like, everything's sold out. You're panicked. It's a horrible feeling. And it's like, yeah, I didn't think about you, my family, until...
The last second.
Yeah.
I always used to do that in high school with my babysitting money. I'd get my mom like a thing of like fancy coffee beans from somewhere in the mall. She'd be like, we don't have a coffee maker that does that. And I'd be like, sorry.
You know, like when you think of a bad thing you've done in your past right before you fall asleep.
Yeah.
My constant one is I went last minute Christmas shopping in eighth grade with like $40 for my whole family. And I was enamored by the big titted woman that worked at the Dead Sea kiosk.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those.
So rather than getting my dad anything, I got a wire head massager for myself. And so I ended up getting for Christmas my dad a I got him a burnt DVD of Anchorman. And I think of that all the time. And that's why that was when I was like, I'm gonna start being a gift giver.
Yeah,
I fell for the Dead Sea titties.
Dead Sea titties will get you.
Last minute shopping. Grace?
I've always been a pudgy kid into a pudgy young adult, so a couple of days of indulging after Christmas, not worried about getting fat. So I'm going to go last minute shopping.
Also, winter clothes, it's perfectly fine.
That's true. It does feel better in the winter. Tommy?
Is it just like gift giving in general on here? I hate buying, like, I'm just not good at buying gifts for people.
It is so, I like agonize over it now with like my god kids and stuff. Now that they're teenagers, I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck. Like, I spend weeks trying to research the perfect thing, and then I feel like they open it and they're like, thanks. Fuck, God, I'm such a loser.
Also, who exactly do you have to give gifts to? Who are you responsible to giving gifts to?
Yeah.
What do you get? In general, I hate gift giving, but as a newly found person who's trying to care about their health and their well-being and just brought some relight, electrolyte mix, I'll say getting fat is the worst.
Getting fat is the worst. Yeah. Either way, last minute shopping is going to move on. Next up, we have...
You look like the sickest person I've ever seen right now.
Yeah.
It's Cyborg. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
You look normal, I think. I think it's okay. A little pale, maybe.
It's like probably the meanest thing you could say to someone.
I was going
to
say that's really insulting because I think it just looks...
Tommy was saying like,
right now.
I don't feel 100%, but...
But like he implied that you were
The facial hair makes it worse.
I like your facial hair.
It gets shaved off tonight. Well, by the time people are watching this.
I think you look like Chalamet.
I think he's got Renaissance painting eyes.
Renaissance painting eyes.
You know what I'm saying? You zoom in, the lady with the pearl. I feel like
no matter
he's
which
got
way
those.
You look at it, it's looking at you.
Yeah, every person that was painted in the Renaissance era was inbred.
Yeah. Literally.
So, not a compliment.
Yeah. Next up, we have a duel of like very similar things. Taking.
Whoa. What the fuck?
It's
this
number
is new
nine.
To the show. We're going to fight each other with swords.
The death. First, we have putting up lights, which includes everything, you know, untangling all that shit, putting it all up outside, inside, whatever. And then it's going up against taking down all the lights, or we'll just say decorations instead of lights. We'll start with you, Tommy.
Oh, taking down. 100 times worse. Putting up the lights, I think, is kind of fun. I do it with my dad every year. Day after Thanksgiving, I think, is the acceptable day to put them up. It's fun. You're in the Christmas spirit. You're like, oh, it's new. It's exciting. Taking them down is the same amount of work, except you're just miserable about it. Like, there's no excitement. You're just like, oh, now it's January and it's cold and there's nothing to do. So taking down easily.
Taking down. Grace.
We're talking about strictly putting up lights. Putting up lights is a nightmare in my house. My dad's screaming at me. I'm not holding the flashlight right. It's like... I can
Isn't that beautiful though?
I can do no right. But if you're putting up decorations. That's a lovely thing that happens inside the home with my mother. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun. We're looking through memories. So if we're just talking lights, I'm saying putting them up is ass.
Putting them up. I did the outside lights.
Yeah.
Outside lights?
Yeah. Two years ago, maybe three, my dad pulled up. He has a Jeep. He put a ladder on top of the Jeep and made me go fucking icicles.
What? The icicles are the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated those so
I know.
Much. Nick, you're up.
It's putting up. Taking down's easy.
Think so?
Yank them.
Yank them. Yeah, but that's next year's problem.
We had hangers. Like,
next year's problem.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
I live in West Virginia, dude. We just keep them up.
Yeah, you don't take them down. That's...
Yeah, taking them down way easier because it has to be less organized. So taking them down. Putting up lights is the worst.
I just hate the detangling. That's my least favorite part.
Of I just hate the manual labor part of it.
I think that's easier than a detangling, at least in my mind, because like it's the reward for the detangling is, oh, I can finally put you up. Like, that's fine. But the detangling I hate. Big T.
Yeah, putting them up is like you're getting into the Christmas spirit. It's the beginning of the most wonderful time of the year. Taking them down is the beginning of the worst time of year.
Play a football.
Yeah. Great point.
I'm totally with Big T on this. And my dad was always in such a good mood. He had this broomstick that we also used to lower and raise our basketball thing. But he found a Y-shaped twig in the yard, and he duct taped it to the end, and he would use that to put the... And he was like, we're going to patent this. This thing is going to be... He was like always in such a good mood. All the neighborhood guys would be out like, we would do that with our stick or like whatever. I fucking loved it. And our yard always looked like trash. It was like all the different colors just wrapped haphazardly around. And I was very into that. So taking them down sucks.
Gonna go taking them down. Taking them down, gonna advance. Now we have the number one seed versus the Che in game. We'll do the Che in game first, our playing game. First up, the first couple of one of these are actually Chase. Being jealous of Hanukkah people for getting more gifts than you. Hanukkah people just feels like a ruder way of saying Jewish people.
Yeah.
Wonder who submitted that one.
It was you.
The Hanukkah people.
Hanukkah people.
Oh, he's a Hanukkah person.
A Hanukkah people.
8 days.
Being obligated to get people gifts. Another Che one. Christmas cowers, which that's a thing still.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's the only thing on TV shows.
No, we never had that.
I've never
ever.
Once seen that.
Never
anywhere.
Had
not
it.
At my house, not at a friend's house.
I've gone caroling.
Our church group, our like Life Teen church group, and
I never want to raise a child in the New York City area. You guys are devoid of so much purity.
What do? You knock on someone's
I've
door
had
and you
carolers
legit
like every year
sing in front of them?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, that does sound.
My town Facebook page right now is trying to get one whipped up. Maybe I'll join. I might.
That would be awesome.
On my own terms this
Please
time.
Please do that.
Yeah, do it.
I might. Maybe I will.
Another one. Christmas cookies you had, Che. Yeah. You don't like Christmas cookies?
Regular cookies are
all right, there. We're about to sound the Grinch alarm, but
about to.
Proceed.
The peanut butter blossoms? Are you insane?
Oatmeal raisin.
A little Pillsbury cookie with Frosty
raisin?
The Snowman. Is this guy for real,
cookie.
Bro?
You the only reason is the goat cookie.
Of course you think that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I like them. I don't think they're the best cookie, but they're also not a holiday, I feel like.
I know. I'm saying other... cookies outside of the Christmas season are better than regular Christmas cookies.
After that, I had one for KB, but he's out sick. Would have been good, too.
Is it about Tywon Claxton?
Close. Oh. Having to face your relatives knowing they're all disappointed that you lost to scrubs like Jason Estevez and Colt Cotton.
Oh, he lost to Jason Estevez.
Yeah, both of which in the mid-December. After that, the people that think that you're not allowed to say Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
You submitted that one.
I didn't submit it, but damn it if it ain't true.
Relatives in general. This isn't like, I feel like it's a person-by-person basis, but relatives was answered with a lot. And then, Tommy, you just put New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I don't like New Year's Eve.
Great
like
take. Great call. Boy, not a holiday.
Yeah.
It's for alcoholics. That's a good take.
A lot of pressure to find plans to do it. It's never fun. It's more sad than anything, I feel. Yeah.
I haven't done anything in 5 years for New Year's Eve.
Especially in New York.
I've got one of those kisses you're supposed to get.
Oh.
That's why I fucking hate that.
Forget a kiss on New Year's Eve, Tommy? Am I like a 6'7" person from Belmar?
Not at the ball. Not at the ball drop. I've maybe a couple hours later dragging some slug out of the club.
Yeah.
But not at midnight.
My last New Year's kiss, I'm sorry, I'm going off. It was my buddy was throwing a party, and only me and his girlfriend showed up. And she gave me a New Year's kiss on the forehead, but he met her.
Three-way.
He met her because I had taken her out on a date.
Oh, no.
And then they hooked up.
Is this the same couple you drove to prom?
No.
Okay.
Is it sadder that it was another human?
Yes.
That's like the most emasculating story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
PFT joining in.
For 2 seconds.
Keep going. Decide between yourselves, between all those, which ones you want. Being jealous of Hanukkah people, being obligated to get people's gift, Christmas carolers, Christmas cookies.
Nick, you take the laptop and take over.
Yeah, give me the bracket. Yeah.
Hold on there, right. 16.
The worst part, mind you, this is the worst part about the holidays, and Chase submitted cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious treat. What is, when you close your eyes and think of a Christmas cookie, my go-to is the Hershey Kiss.
The peanut butter blossom. Yeah,
that is?
Yep. Nipple cookies.
It's a nipple cookie.
It's a nipple cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my mom always made those as a kid, and I thought that like that was her original creation. And then I saw other people start to make them. I was like, they stole my fucking mom's cookie.
The key that people forget, once you put the kisses on the cookie, you put it back in the oven for like 30 seconds. Because if you don't, you get these hard you have to have, if you do that, they're soft bite all the way through. People fuck that up.
No kidding.
I want to forget. So I've been on a real cookie kick. That, no free ads, but free ad. Crumble. They do Planet Football. I filled in.
Did. Did we made one football. Too many abortion jokes.
What are you going to do?
They're a Mormon-owned company.
Really?
Yeah.
Power to them.
Whatever. Their cookies are fucking delicious.
They know how to make a cookie.
Yeah.
So wait, where are we at? Who's are we?
We're talking about cookies.
Abortion.
Okay. So we'll start with the chain game vote. Tommy, you want the list again? Or do you have an idea?
Yeah, can you give it to me again?
Being jealous of Hanukkah people getting more gifts than you, being obligated to get people gifts, Christmas carolers, Christmas cookies, people that think they can't say Christmas, relatives, and New Year's Eve.
You know, Hanukkah people. Eve. You know, Gringotts employees.
It's a sick reference, bro. Everybody knows your references are sick.
That in turn.
Actually, I'm going to do being obligated to get gifts for people.
Being obligated to get gifts. But don't you like receiving
them?
Yeah. That's not what's on the bracket. It's not getting gifts. It's being obligated to get them for people.
Obligation, Grace?
I'm going to go New Year's.
New Year's.
For that kiss. So.
Still waiting for it, Nick?
Yeah, definitely New Year's. It's there's so much hype around it. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had fun at New Year's since I was a little Nicky. like 11.
Two for New Year's Eve, Jay?
Being obligated to get people gifts. I think there should be like established rules where if a kid is like if it's like, you know, your nephew or your godson or something like that, and once they get to a certain age, like 12, like no more gifts. Like it's let's end the charade.
It's grow up.
It's cool. The Grinch alarm.
Stop showing people you care about them.
Big T.
I'm really torn here because I hate New Year's Eve. It's for alcoholics. If you've ever celebrated New Year's Eve, you are addicted to alcohol.
Jesus Christ.
But conversely.
Fact check, that's not true.
I also really hate people who won't say Christmas, and I feel like those people have other positions in their life that are wrong and that I also dislike and immoral, absolutely.
Liberal
politics. So I'm choosing that one.
What about Xmas over text?
Xmas, yeah.
Like you're just saying it over text?
Yes.
I would never do that, but like, I don't know.
You're acknowledging the Christ.
I guess that's better than holidays, I guess. I mean, it's like the Greek like symbol for Christ or something. Isn't that where that comes from?
Why would the Greeks know who Christ is?
Anyway, I think, that's fine-ish, I guess.
All right, Kate.
All right.
Tied up right now between, by the way, being obligated to get people gifts and New Year's.
I feel like that would be a response if like your future like son told you that they were gay. You're like, that's fine-ish.
No, that's fine.
Someone should ask Big T the thought daughter gay son question.
Oh my God.
I would love to see the answer to that. Kate?
I have relatives who believe the war on Christmas is very real. And when I've gone places with them, they go out of the way to be like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to people, and they like really go out of their way, and that makes me want to die. Also New Year's Eve, I went to Fogo to Chow once, ate a ton of meat, and then went out to a party with the meat sweats and powered through it. And I still don't think I've ever recovered from that.
Did you get a kiss?
No, uh-uh. Nope.
The meat sweats? Toilet bowl. I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, not with the meat sweats. So
me and Jeff, at 7 a.m. this morning, we interviewed Stephen Lang, who plays the bad guy in Avatar and is playing the bad guys, I guess, in the new Avatar movies, too. He looked at me and Jeff, and he said, "You guys look like you reek of meat." And I was like, you're not wrong, but...
You look it more than Jeff does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? That's true. But yeah, that was rough.
I'm going with New Year's.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Day,
though, is great.
Is that a three-way tie?
No, New Year's Eve is going to move on. That's the third vote. New Year's is going up against the number one seed. The amount of money you have to spend in the holiday season. It was the most replied with answer. I feel like it just needs to be included. Kate, amount of money spent versus New Year's.
Holy fuck. Yeah, I don't want to brag. I have three godkids and then a ton of nieces and nephews, and it adds up. Because you don't want to, especially once they hit the teen years, you don't want to be lame. You got to get them like, and then I don't see them all the time, so you got to buy their love.
Yeah.
So it's got to be making up for the neglect throughout the year kind of thing. And it really, what was the other option?
New Year's.
Ugh. I do like finding the perfect gift, though, when I feel like I've got a really good one, and it feels great to do that. So I'm going to stick with New Year's on this one.
Going to stick with New Year's. Big T.
Yeah, New Year's also. I kind of like spending money and like buying presents and stuff for Christmas.
Feels like money doesn't count.
Yeah.
Holidays, you know what I mean?
And
it's January.
To people that are like closest to me, which is generally, we're talking about being obligated to buy gifts. I've never been obligated to buy a gift.
Mom, dad?
Those are the people that are like closest to me. I buy them gifts, my girlfriend, like my little cousins and shit like that. But if you're outside of that, like you're not getting a gift. But I said all that to say, I try to get presents that like, I can do it with the person, so I'm also getting myself a gift.
Smart. By experiences.
Activities.
Yes. Like, my dad this year is getting the best Christmas present I've ever given, but it's also for me. Like
two tickets to the Vols or something?
It's what... He doesn't watch this show. We're going to London for the Cubs-Cardinals series next year. Excuse me.
That's a great gift.
It's a shit ton of money. I'm son of the year.
Yeah.
But I get to go, too, so it's, like, sick.
That's a great gift.
Buy yourself
awesome.
A gift. I like
You're going to present that.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to present that in a
if he doesn't cry, it's getting returned.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You got to record that, by the way. That's like, an all-time got to record.
Yeah.
Buy him like a British flag, put it in a box, and he'd be like, thanks?
Yeah, no, it's some British for sure.
Yeah.
Jay?
I didn't vote. What were the... New Year's. New Year's, yeah. He better not watch his show.
New Year's Eve, incredibly overpriced. Not that much fun. I do wonder if more people kiss a toilet bowl as far as like throwing up than they kiss...
More people.
Someone that's like not their significant other.
That's one kiss I got.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've all been there.
I think everyone's on that. Yeah.
Nick?
I'm going New Year's, but what was the
amount of money spent across the holiday season?
I'm fine with that. I thought every like holiday that comes around, I want to buy like, I think it would be hilarious to buy something super expensive for like Fran. Just see how she reacts. Like, I knew it was her birthday. I wanted to buy her like something that's like $6,000. Like, yeah, like we share an aisle. Like, happy birthday, Fran.
Or just
like
Mary bracelet.
Tickets for you and Fran to London.
No.
That
nothing,
should definitely be it.
No, like nothing romantic. Just something insanely expensive. I was like, yeah, I saw it. And I was like, Fran would love it.
This is so Fran.
Yeah. Half of a lease.
I kind of
want to
do a video there now. Just like, maybe I'll get like Brie to buy me something or just borrow something. Or just be like, hey, Fran, I got just to film it. So see how she reacts.
No, I actually should get Mincy to do that. That would be the
Oh my god, yeah. Just like something incredibly expensive for somebody you kind of know would just be like,
yeah.
Got you this Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah. Fran, I saw this and I was just like, Fran, that's so
fucking immediately.
It would be crazy if you were like, you were like, oh, I booked you an appointment to get your boobs done. to like anyone.
Nick, which one are you going with?
I would be thrilled.
New Year's. Yeah, I don't like New Year's.
New Year's is going to move on, but Grace?
I don't want to sound like I'm making this shit up, but I really don't mind spending money when it comes to buying presents for people. I'd rather spend all the money on that.
Oh, wow, and she's the best.
I know. I'm just a giver. Giving trade. So New Year's, and I fucking hate New Year's, and I still never got that kiss.
New Year's, Tommy?
I don't mind spending the money. I mind deciding what to buy. Like, if you told me you have to spend, you know, whatever, $500 or whatever, but you're going to, here's a great gift to give them, I'd be fine with that. I never know what to buy. I just never know what to buy.
I feel like you would pay the price of the gift times two just to let someone else decide the perfect
gift. Yes, I would absolutely do that. And I do think
they don't have. That's the gift rule.
No. You don't get it. I think an official sign of adulthood is when you spend more money on Christmas than you receive. Like, as a kid, you Christmas, you turn a profit, And now as an adult, it's like
you're in the red.
You're in the red. On
big time in the red.
Like but Santa.
Yeah, very like true. His suit is red. So I'll go with fucking New Year's
Eve. New Year's Eve's going to move on.
How old were you guys when you found out Santa wasn't real?
He's not real?
I was telling kids.
I knew.
And,
no.
What? That actually surprised
you're the guy that you hear this?
No. I was like, you guys are so stupid. Like, you're literally the. It made me feel smart.
I thought that'd be Stephen Chay, like, you know, I ran the numbers, and it's highly Santa Claus is real.
It was either kindergarten or first grade.
Oh, that's so...
I was kindergarten, and it was I found out in the same sentence that boners were a thing. Yeah. Kid Brandon Wilson
What's that
was
sentence?
Like, Santa's not real, and your pee-pee gets hard, it's a boner.
Like, oh!
Brandon Wilson, he's a doctor now.
I was in fourth grade, which I didn't
that's
think
old.
Was that late.
That's old.
And you know what fucking ruined it for me? The show Everybody
he
Hates
He Flies.
Chris.
Wow.
The show Everybody show. Hates Chris. Me and my parents were watching it, and we were big Chris Rock fans. And in the episode, he finds, like, the gifts in his parents' closet. And, like, yeah, you know, we got to tell you. And I looked at my parents. I was like, guys, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, he's not real. And that was – I was kind of on the edge anyway. But that really sent it over the top. Yeah,
I pretended to still believe because I knew my mom would be upset.
Yeah, I found out fourth grade. And then I waited till fifth grade. And I pulled my mom – like, when we were getting all the presents out of the car to go into my aunt's house, I pulled my mom's side. I'm like, hey, just so you know, I know.
And you guys, like,
we're cool
up.
Now. I
like it was like something that we both, and she's like, I know you know.
A moment.
You guys have younger siblings, though? Because you have to pretend younger. For like another decade.
Well, that was the worst.
Yeah. Why? Seeing the pure innocence and bliss on their face?
Yeah, that's fine, but like you forget.
Holy shit, I'm going to do it.
I remember.
Grinch.
No, stop.
Oh, yeah.
No, I remember one time I told my parents, like, oh, that gift's awesome. Thank you. And they were like, shut up. It's from Santa. Like, you got to do that for 5-6 more years.
You know, I just remembered how I found out. It was I asked for Ghost Recon Advanced Warrior for my PS2, and I unwrapped it. It's for Xbox. My mom's like, I'm going to go give it to Santa. I'll be right back. She leaves. She comes back with the PS2 version. And I was like,
how'd she do that?
I was like,
did she go to the store?
I was like, yeah, she went to like Target or some shit and like replaced it. And I was just like, something here doesn't make sense. Hmm. How did you get it to Santa Claus and then come back to me in time? You should be all the way across the world delivering presents.
16-year-old Ken Jack.
Yeah.
this doesn't
it's
add
not
up.
Adding up.
Something the nothing rides up here. But yeah.
I was so pissed. Like, Santa not being real is such a bummer.
Yeah.
It would be so awesome.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Santa is so much more believable than Easter Bunny, but you're like, they need to, like, even all those things out believability-wise.
My parents would, like, concede to me. They'd be like, yeah, you know, the Tooth Fairy's not real. Easter Bunny's not real. But, like, yeah, but they'd be like, but Santa's real. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, in right, like when they conceded on one of those, I should have realized, well, they're all fake.
They should all fall.
I remember leaving a note for the Tooth Fairy because I was starting to be like, I feel like I'm being made a fool of here. Yeah. And it was like, if you're real, I remember drawing a square and being like, leave your fairy dust on this square. And the next morning, my mom was like, she was like, the gig is up. We didn't have glitter.
We didn't have any fairy dust.
Yeah.
She got us.
I left her Polly Pockets to wear clothes. Really? Polly Pocket clothes to wear. And I said, leave a little dust. Tit for tat.
Yeah.
Fair trade.
But it's crazy. Like, that. First of all, that's an odd concept. The Tooth Fairy. She just collects
horrible.
All your teeth.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
She's a
bizarre.
Freak.
Who came up with that? Yeah.
Even your parents keeping your teeth. It's kind of like, why?
Did I say this on this show or on the Yak? I got all my teeth pulled because they were too crowded.
That's Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, all just fell. My dad, his main office was always in San Francisco, so I thought it was so cool to just throw my pulled teeth into the Pacific Ocean. So I would save up all my pulled teeth and bring them on the plane and throw them in. Like, we would go see the seals, and I would throw all my teeth. And I thought it was just, like, the coolest thing for some reason.
That is weird as hell.
So all of my baby teeth are in at Fisherman's Wharf.
Biggest impression of the Tooth Fairy was the Fairly Odd Parents version, which was, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
It was a weird version of it.
Ulrich von Strangle, maybe?
Also, too, imagine walking on the beach and finding a bunch of children teeth. A bunch of kid teeth and be like,
oh, it's
my God.
Your mystery. Yeah.
No, I thought I was, like, I don't know. I would, like, throw him over my shoulder and walk away. Like, it was, I don't know. I thought it was so cool.
Slow-mo shot. Yeah.
And my other thing is I have a 9-year-old sister.
Yeah.
And like with the internet, how long are they gonna believe in anything anymore?
Oh, man.
That's my big question.
I actually did Google once, like, is Santa real?
I mean, what?
And it was like, if this is a 10-year-old kid Googling this, then yes, of course Santa is real. But yeah, I feel like the gig is going to be up on Santa soon.
I don't know why I never even looked that up. I was on like Alta Vista looking up boobs, but like I never thought to look up, is Santa real?
Oh my God. The night before, my parents would put on the AM radio and it would be a live report of where he was and like whatever. I believed that shit for way too long.
Oh, the Santa tracker.
NORAD.
Yeah, the NORAD.
NORAD, yeah.
And I love how like every time you check it, it's like if in and around bedtime, they're like, oh, it's almost here.
Yeah.
They use like, so like your current location.
They have Rudolph on it too. And I remember being like to my dad, being like, I thought Rudolph wasn't real. I thought that story is fake. Why is he on that NORAD trip?
That's where you drew the line.
I still get a stalking.
Oh, I do too. Yeah,
yeah. But, a couple stoolies follow me from home every now and then.
My mom won't fill it when I'm awake. Like I'll be in my room, like on my phone, and she'll be like, "Nick, you can fill the stocking," but she won't.
You know what's weird? Every year on our doorknobs, and my mom still does it. She has this clear like mesh stocking that she puts tiny cereal boxes in.
What?
Every year, my whole life, it's like smacks and Cocoa Pebbles and like.
It's like something they hand out the YMCA.
I know, and then the other thing, my granny, my mom's mom would collect freebies from like the county fairs and stuff all year long. So her stocking at her house, I would open it and it would be stress balls. I remember I got like a Viagra clipboard and like a Cialis pen. It was all freebies. Is what I would get in her stocking.
My grandma, her name was Margie. She would do this thing called Marbage every year for our Christmas, where she would bring like this massive collection, because she was a hoarder, this massive collection of garbage.
Your grandma a whore?
And she would hoarder. That sounds like the R word version of a hooker. Brought like this giant collection of garbage. She would just give it out to all of her relatives. And like, it would be the most bizarre shit. It'd be like once a year I got a toxic waste bag with a screw in it. And it was just like, she's like, yeah, you want this? I'm like, yeah, why not?
Of course I do.
Just hand it all out. I miss Marbage.
Ah, traditions.
All right, before we get into the second half, let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, Boost Mobile. All right, let's talk about Boost Mobile. One line, $25 per month, unlimited data, talk, and text. Boost Mobile gives you everything you could ever want from a wireless carrier. Pay for nearly everything up front and get exactly what you pay for. Bigger, better, Boost. Boost Mobile, I'm sure you are familiar with from commercials and all those other things as well. I'll be honest, I want to switch over to Boost Mobile like tonight because my reception through a different carrier, which I probably shouldn't name during an ad, is god awful. So unleash your power with Boost Mobile. Sign up for Boost Mobile today and switch to Boost Mobile and save.
That's me picking up my phone.
Thanks to Boost Mobile. All right, our next matchup is the number six seed versus the 11 seed. The number six seed. This isn't pertain to me, but I feel like this would be the worst fucking situation ever, which is if your birthday and your holiday or the holiday are like in the same month and your parents combine them, I would fucking hate that so much.
Yeah.
More than anything in the world. And after that, number 11 seed working retail during the holidays, which I only did like 2 years, but it was the worst experience maybe ever. Tommy, you're up last, right? So you go first.
Yeah. Two things that I can't relate to. My birthday is in April, and I've never worked retail during the holidays, but I'd have to imagine working retail during the holidays is worse. It's
sucks.
Worst customers. If you have to work on Christmas Eve or Christmas, that must be horrible. So I'll go with that.
Working retail, Grace?
Yeah, around the holiday season, people, they could go either way. They could be really nice, or they could be just absolute monsters.
They lose their shit during the holidays. They become the rudest human beings alive in retail. It is really bad.
I'm going to go retail.
Retail, Nick?
I've worked on New Year's Eve, but I was at a bowling alley.
Nice. I bet that's kind of a neat vibe. Kind of a niche crowd in there.
A lot of people like you.
Okay.
A lot of people
like
you.
Okay, Pacific Tooth. All right. Okay, normal guy.
Yeah. You're right. No.
Did you ever work the bowling alley on...
I've opened up too much.
Did you ever work the bowling alley on 9/11?
No, the guy getting the perfect score.
On 9/11. And it's just he's smiling. He's just like, yeah.
Pretty good Tuesday.
Yeah, great Tuesday for me.
No, but I did have my first fish sandwich on 9/11/2001.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
We were pretty young. Why'd you have a fish? Like, you were craving a fish sandwich? We were like
in first grade. How could I crave it? No, my mom came and picked me up from school because she was afraid. But we stopped by Coleman's Fish afterwards.
Coleman's
Fish. I'm sure West Virginia was next on their list.
Yeah. We got to get to shelter.
You ever lived on Long Island and my mom was like, no one's going to fucking bomb your school. Like, you're staying in school. Like, you're fine.
I wasn't even born.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Stung for a second.
I don't even know. Oh, retail versus
birthday and holiday.
Birthday near that would suck.
So bad.
Just because, like, you couldn't even have, like, a big party. I don't know if you... Well, I guess I don't know. I'm abstaining from the vote, like I do in real elections.
Abstaining from the vote, Jay.
What time did that guy get the perfect score?
On 9/11, and presumably it passed 8 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. He heard it was
bowling
happening.
Bowling alleys aren't open then. So he heard Deep that
play.
There was... No.
It was most certainly after
that
the
night.
Event.
It was Tuesday night.
Yeah, it had
was
to
night,
open.
Was it?
Yeah. There's no way he bowled the perfect game before 9/11 happened.
Yeah,
it
no
had
way.
To have been afternoon, evening. Yeah.
Yes. So this guy...
For extreme bowling.
It was after 9/11 had happened. It had
yes.
And
this
like,
guy was
bowl.
Aware of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm going to fucking go bowling.
The guy was in Boston, I think, too.
He was in Maine.
Wow. Maine. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, I got to go.
Wild. Sorry, what were the two selections?
that picture is insane.
This whole episode just turns into...
Working
11 chat.
Oh, we're working retail,
retail versus
sure.
The birthday yeah. holiday combination.
Yeah, working retail. Yeah, working you don't want to deal with the people last minute gifts.
Do you think if you think if like he went bowling and there were like two pins up, he was just like, I'm not going to do this.
Get the split for the win.
I'm not going to
not doing it.
I think working retail would be worse while it was happening, but the birthday thing ruins your entire childhood.
Mm.
That's like birthdays as a kid is goated, and it's just ruined the whole time.
Combined.
So that, yeah.
I'm very thankful I have a summer birthday. Those were the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you missed
Same
out
here.
On in school. Like,
oh, but you missed out on in school.
Class celebrating your birthday, bringing cupcakes for the whole class.
Bro, Sister Kathleen still came in and gave me a dress down day.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Dressed you down?
What does that mean?
I had to wear a uniform, so you got a pass for a dress down day. You could wear, like, a Dare shirt into work. into
fucking
school.
Catholics.
Can't understand
Dirty
that.
Monsters.
Yeah, me and Tommy, our birthday is like a few days apart, if I remember right. 27th?
29th, yep.
29th, yeah.
It was a leap great year?
Day off. No, April 29th.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know where I got that.
I would stay home every day of my birthday, except for one time when we had a Holocaust survivor speaking at school. I was like, oh, I got to do this for them.
Oh, I never stayed home my birthday. I was like, this day,
home
I'm
for that?
Coming in to soak it all in.
Yeah.
Seems like Che wouldn't have went to school that day.
Yeah.
On the Holocaust survivors?
And like,
yeah.
Is it Hanukkah,
oh, Hanukkah
people?
Hanukkah people.
I have one of those Hanukkah people at the school. Yeah.
I am actually very...
Say how many gifts he gets every December. Yeah,
yeah. I'm extremely pro-Jewish people. I attended Hanukkah school, Hebrew school.
Got Hanukkah on the brain.
Yes. I attended Hebrew school as a Catholic person twice growing up because a lot of my friends were Jewish and I felt left out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So you went
out of your way to.
I had
to
a friend like that. She went to some CCD classes just because she was like, I'm missing out.
Yeah,
I got left back in CCD.
CCD is what?
I had to stop going to classes one year, and then my mom's
religion.
Like, you got to get confirmed, so you got to go back to CCD.
Oh yeah.
Get confirmed. Yeah. Did you get a good confirmation name?
I didn't know I had to have one, so I panicked and I just chose Nicholas.
So you're Nicholas, Nicholas, whatever.
That's correct.
Rainy. Mine's Clotilda.
What?
Clotilda?
Yeah. Never heard of such a name.
Not even a saint?
Okay, Nick.
Clotilda.
Clotilda.
Yeah.
You're my,
person,
fucking favorite.
She Look was, it up. It's the she last was married nation. To Clodomir, and her sons were Clovis, like Clober and Clomer or something like that. And yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Yeah.
I looked it up. The
Everybody
first
else pick that?
The first thing that shows up with Clotilda is it is the last operating slave ship before the slave trade shut down. It's the last known slave ship to arrive in the United States.
Oh, no. Did you get your confirmation name changed?
Jay's like, whew.
Heats off you big time.
Didn't know that.
Tommy, I want to know yours.
Okay.
It's Joseph. It's incredibly
fucking
basic.
Boring, dude. Grace, did you get a good one?
I stopped in seventh grade.
Mm.
Oh.
Never confirmed.
Never confirmed.
Mm. It tells me Big T's not a Catholic.
Correct.
Jay?
Xavier.
That's a cool one.
Ooh, that's a cool one.
X-Man.
I picked Maximilian. Because I thought
oh,
it was like,
oh, that's
but then my younger brother picked Tiberius, and I was like, oh,
that's
way
sick.
Cool.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah.
It is
I, mean, I do remember thinking it was going to be a way bigger deal. Your
yeah,
confirmation
me too.
Name.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a big decision, and it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I could have told you guys anything right now.
I thought it was like legally part of my name.
Yeah, me too.
For a while. Yeah.
His name is so cool sounding, too, because then it's Thomas Tiberius Kennedy, and it's just like, fuck,
oh, yeah.
Man.
TTB.
Cool. And he's like 6 foot five too. Fuck, I hate him so much.
Oh, your brother's hot as shit.
My brother's very hot.
Single?
You got any pictures?
Military guy?
Yeah, the military one.
Guy. And he's in the military.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
He's living in Hawaii right now.
Okay.
Fucking, he's in great shape. It's unfortunate for me. next up. Or wait, where were we? We didn't even finish it.
We're
fucking all hot and bothered talking about.
Wait. 9/11 Catholicism.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Clitoris or whatever your name was.
Yeah. Clitilda. Yeah, Clitilda.
The birthday holiday combo. Clitilda. That was Europe, Kate, sorry.
At least you didn't name your son that. And find out it was
Clitilda?
Bad shit.
Was that ever an option?
Thank God.
What were your kid option name options?
You would hate it. You would absolutely hate our list.
Well, because of Pat?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. He's like, can't have a normal name. Get a boring name. It's like, we're not naming him, like, what was one of them? Engine.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, that would have been awesome.
Beeve is the best.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like that. Oh, my God.
I think he was joking, but.
He wanted an engine.
He got a Coke nail.
That would have been so cool.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If I have a son, I'm thinking of naming him Danger. Just call him Dan.
I like that.
Yeah, and then people won't know.
And then when he's filling out like his SAT, he's like, danger.
Mm. I like that because that person is built to be an athlete for the rest of their life. Same with if you named your kid Engine.
Also, Danger O'Malley sounds like
awesome.
007.
Kind so of. Cool.
Name.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
working retail is going to advance, buddy. Would you go with?
In retail. I wasn't retail, but I was a UPS driver helper during the holidays, and people were the fucking worst.
Kate, I need an autobiography.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
There was a UPS driver helper waiting in the back of the truck for her like main driver outside our apartment building the other day, and I was like, I've been there before. I know. It gets better as I like a screaming toddler man.
All right, next up is the number 3 seed lines/crowds in general during the holidays, which do suck. Versus the 14 seed. Tommy, you had suggested this, and it was responded, like, on Twitter. A lot of people said it as well. Cold weather in the holidays. So we'll start with you, Kate. Cold weather versus lines and crowds.
If you've ever been to the Bronx Botanical Gardens train show.
Oh, no.
You have to go.
Oh, I think I have.
During an off time, because it's, like, fucking amazing. They rebuilt New York City in its entirety in this greenhouse out of, like, pine cones and acorns and shit. Like, Yankee Stadium is made out of twigs. Fucking huge.
That's actually awesome.
It's amazing. And they have, like, 20 million different kinds of trains in this beautiful setting. Like, you have to go. It's amazing. But if you go during, like, peak hours, you are just nut to butt in a humid greenhouse with, like, 1,000 other people while kids are screaming. And it's, like, you want to burst through the glass. So I guess I'll go lines. Like, thinking... Philly Macy's, the top floor is this weird walk-through Christmas thing, and it's like nut to butt with Philly. Yeah, anything where you're like that, and everyone's hot and humid in their coats.
Oh, yeah.
This train show looks so cool.
It's,
God damn.
It's fucking amazing. I go
every
year.
When does it start?
Because
that might explain KB's absence.
It's next to Little Italy, so you go to the train show, and then you go get a nice Italian
Fordham, stop by Fordham.
Fordham.
The old stomping grounds.
Our alum, yeah.
He's like, I'm so sick, I gotta go look at these trains.
The crowds,
It sucks that I'm so sick the day of the train opening.
Gina's gonna be there. sorry, Skate, so you're going with the lines then?
Yeah, oh, and Rockefeller Center, like, almost getting, like, feel like you're gonna get crushed up there. Yes, I'm going with crowds.
I think if I were to just do, a general bracket of worst things ever, lines and crowds could easily be, like, a top 5 seed.
Gotta go with the off hours. The off hours.
T.
For sure, crowds. I want it to be cold during Christmas. That makes part of the season. Crowds are horrible.
I agree with you completely.
I feel like people probably get mad at you quicker, too, because you're like a bigger presence.
Yeah, like, what do you want me to do, pal?
Right. I feel like people, I can see people just being like.
No, crowds suck.
Jay?
I don't like the cold, but crowds and lines are far worse.
Mm-hmm. Much, much worse. I agree. 3-0 right now, Nick.
This is a first-round matchup, but this could have been the finals. It's crowds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crowds and lines. Grace?
I like lines. I don't really like crowds.
Why do you like lines?
Oh, damn.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it. I love that. Wait, I got to go to that train. Lines and crowds.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, I do really hate the cold. But now that I think about it, last weekend I was in Florida and I went with like my little cousins. They picked out a tree and it just didn't feel the same picking out a Christmas tree in like tropical warm weather.
Yeah.
If the cold is ever acceptable, it's Christmas. So I'll go crowds.
The lines and crowds are going to move on. Next matchup is the number 10 seed. We could just say church in the holiday season. It fucking sucks. It's miserable. Or temple for the Hanukkah folk, as Uche has pointed out.
Terrible time to be throwing that around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Add one. And that's
very calculated.
Going up against the number 7 seed, not getting the gift you want and then having to pretend the gift you like a gift that you don't like. We'll start with you, Tommy. Which one of those do you think is worse?
I go not getting the gift. Church, luckily, my parents never really forced it on me. We went, I think for a few years, we would go just like only on Christmas.
Go to church, you're going to get stuff forced on you. I promise you that.
We'd be like, you know, only Christmas, only Easter, maybe one other time. But we were never always like an only, we were never an every Sunday family. So eventually, I think we're all like, why are we even pretending at this point, like for Christmas? Like, let's just drop it all together. Yeah, the awkward interaction of having to like, oh, this gift is so good. That's tough. So I'll go with that.
Have you heard the nickname for that? The CEO family? Christmas, Easter only.
Oh, no, but I like
that. Oh,
it's cool.
No, I do like that though.
Business terms.
Yeah. Grace.
I've always been like an actress, so I love putting on a show, even if I hate it. So that's always been fun for me. Church was terrible. I would like think of all the bad things that could happen to everyone in there while I was. Yeah. And my skin lights on fire when I walk in there too.
Yeah,
so.
It's a good way to pass the time, I think. Yeah. So we're tied up, Nick.
One Christmas, all my mom got me was like sweaters with like suede elbow patches. I call it the elbow patch Christmas. And I was so fucking pissed because she was like, don't you love them? I'm like, why? Why do you think I'm an elbow patch guy?
Like a small professor at a college?
I know. She just thought I was like an elbow. I don't know. Oh, fuck. I'm getting pissed off. But with that being said, it's church. It's long. It's crowded. I usually skip it.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized I was an adult, and I was like, I'm not going. Yeah. It was the best.
Yeah.
I didn't go for like a decade or and a half or something, and then I dated someone whose family was really into it, and they made me go to mass with them for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And shit had changed so much. Like they did the thing. This was so embarrassing. They did like the peace be with you, and like I was so used to be saying like and also with you, but they changed it.
Oh yeah, they
yeah.
With your spirit.
And with your spirit.
And with
yeah.
your spirit. But I said like very loudly because I was like. It was fucking echoing everywhere.
I'm trying,
like,
to get
you're
pussy.
Trying to show
you're trying to get pussy.
Yeah, and also with you. And like, everyone just looks a little over. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
In a while. That's why they switch it up every now and then to catch people like you.
Not getting fucked tonight, Emma. Yeah.
It's just it's to weed out the phonies.
Yeah.
And the Hanukkah people.
Yeah, exactly. Steve.
I don't love going to church. And my mom specifically is very adamant, especially on Christmas, that you have to go. I remember like into my late 20s, we like had an actual argument.
Don't want anyone to think you're one of those Hanukkah people, Steve.
About going to church, and I ended up like begrudgingly going to like midnight mass and standing in the back by myself, just so she could feel better about it. But that being said, pretending to like gifts that you don't like, that is the worst because you're just being a complete phony.
You don't show any emotion anyway, so it's like right.
It takes the real spirit out of Christmas.
What would be like the, I'm trying to think of the most personal gift to get, Steve. Would it be like a year-long subscription
Flash drive.
Football focus? Like, what would it be? What would be the one where you'd be like, that's really thoughtful. You know I would like this.
So even like my wife was like, hey, like my family wants to know what to get you. And my honest answer is like, I need like new socks. Like
new socks are like, awesome.
Very boring.
You know what I hate? I hate when people tell other people what they want. And I'm sorry that that's exactly what you just said. But I just like. It's like my dad's family would always say, I want this, so get me this. And it's like, what the fuck is, what are we doing?
It's the fun out of it.
Oh, I prefer that. That's that way I know what to buy.
Oh, I love a thoughtful gift.
Buy for yourself then. Here's money and you go buy that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys, like if you're buying a gift for people, how often do you run it by them? Because I like, I don't want to fucking buy this if you don't want it.
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Brianna does that. She'll be like, oh, I got you this. For your birthday. I'm like, well, could you just wait 3 days?
Yeah.
It's like, I would have been really stoked. I'm still happy, but I like
the
surprise.
The luster.
I like telling other people what to get me, but I'd never want them to tell me. I want to figure it out for myself. It's like a puzzle for me, which I really enjoy. I still know what to get my mom this year.
Once I hit like eighth grade, my mom started telling me anytime she got me, she'd be like, come upstairs. Let me show you what I got you for Christmas. And I'm like, Mom, it's September. Why? And so I never had after that. And she like couldn't wait. She always had to tell me. But then I couldn't have them until Christmas. So it was like, I know that closet has shit I want.
Blue ball.
I can't. Yeah.
So, Che, you're going with the not getting the gift you want.
Yep.
Big T.
Yeah, it's not even not getting, like, I can live with getting a shitty present. I don't really care. It's having to pretend like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. Like, thank you. And it's like, I don't want to say this is shitty. I don't want to say thank you.
Yeah, it's tough. Kate?
I would go with, I took everything at like super face value when I was a kid. My parents were really religious and like really like strict and religious. And I truly believed that every Christmas night, the cycle started anew. Like every Christmas evening, Mary and Joseph started taking off on the donkey. And if I didn't, after church, I would be in my room. I was like, if I don't pray hard enough, they're not going to make it this year. I like had to pray. And I remember like it was very stressful each year being like, please, God, let them make it so I can get my presents tomorrow and like whatever. Like, and then every morning when Santa, I was like, oh, we did it. They made it. They must have made it because it's Christmas now. Like I, that's how crazy I was. And so Christmas night, that I shouldn't have said that out loud. Like I for years was being like my room. Like I would be like, oh, come on, let him. Oh my God, come that's on. Super weird. I don't think I've ever said that. I also used to slip notes to God himself under.
Nice.
Under the confessional door. I thought God lived in there. And I would like write him notes and slip them. So church like ruined the holidays for me.
The biggest fight I ever got in with my mom was a Christmas Eve mass because I had just gotten this shirt. I was really big into skateboarding. In like eighth grade,
everyone was. Who wasn't?
Oh yeah,
there's this company called Enjoy, and their logo was a panda. But I got this shirt; it was the panda just taking this big shit, and I had it on. I was like, "I'm wearing this to church." She was like, "You're not," and I was like, "What am I going to do? Go to fucking hell?" So, we got into this screaming match, and I wanted to wear this shitting panda shirt to church. Negotiated, and I wore it underneath. I was pissed. God, I owe my mom the biggest apology.
You know, she listens to the show, so she'll...
She does. She listens to everything.
We're tied up. Goochman, you get to break the tie.
It's got to be going to church. Going to church sucks.
Yeah.
It's miserable.
I was also an altar boy.
I was too for way too long,
and I couldn't get out of it. It was like impossible to get out
of it. I had to be
a
traditional altar boy, too, so you weren't allowed to wear anything under your robes.
Oh.
You stand over
hold
a
on, hold on.
We had a chrome altar.
We need to have a separate podcast here for all the Catholics. Like, my God, I feel like it just keeps creeping out in all the different shows we do.
Guys, I made that one up.
I know. Okay.
But the thing is, it's very believable.
Oh, yeah, but I was an altar boy.
I didn't even think anything
I didn't bat an eye. I was like, yeah, that checks
out. Well,
that's how easy it is.
I didn't have to do the traditional one.
Yeah.
After every mass when I was an altar boy, I'd wake up face down in a mark.
Yeah.
Every single time. It was incredible.
I was an altar boy until I was a junior in high school. I had lost my virginity before I stopped being
an altar. Yeah.
So church is going to move on. We have our last matchup. It is the number 2 seed traveling for the holidays, which does suck, versus number 15. This is my personal one, so I made it a very low seed. Rich kids getting the good gifts. When you're poor, it fucking sucks. And all the rich kids are getting GameCubes and shit. One year, my parents were, I think you mentioned this on a recent one, parents got me a boombox about this big. And one CD, the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. And it was just like, my buddy had gotten GameCube and Super Monkey Ball. And I was like, I want to kill myself. It was a really tough Christmas. So, Kate, you go first. Traveling versus the rich kids getting better gifts.
Rich, man. I remember getting, when everyone was getting Razor scooters, my parents got me a Scoodazzle. And the handlebars, they got it on discount because the handlebars like went like this. And you couldn't like fix it. So, yeah. Yeah, that's the one, because I got roasted in the neighborhood bad.
Hey, you would be the most successful stand-up comedian if you just told your life story.
Yeah.
No.
Where does she come up with this?
Yeah.
Incredible. Big T.
What was the one that wasn't getting good presents?
That was not getting good gifts and pretending.
No. Rich kids get the good presents. What was the other one?
It's going up against traveling. For holiday season.
Traveling, I guess. I can live with the logic of richer people getting better shit. It's like when Stanley has the heart attack and Michael's like, what would you have done if I wasn't here? He's like, I would have died. He's like, are you okay with that? And he's like, I'm okay with the logic of it. Like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Not when you thought the gifts were coming from Santa.
Yeah. That's also true. I was like, why is Santa giving them the gifts?
I was out on that pretty early though,
Ruining Christmas for other people.
Yeah, for sure.
Big green Grinch presents right here between these two.
No Grinch.
Che.
I guess traveling can be pretty, you know, like there are so many different types. Like, you know, if you have local family, there's a lot of traffic and stuff like that. It has to be taken into account.
Airports
but then sometimes
suck.
You have to like fly and stuff like that. And they're just kind of a nightmare at that point in the year. So I'll say traveling.
How do you feel? Because I know you've said before, Big T, that you would, if you could get your same current salary and just live in an airport from 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
You do that. Would you do that even during the holiday season?
Yeah, it's even better.
Wait, what?
Excitement.
What?
Oh, I love airports.
There's no comfort. Big,
big airport guy.
Love airports. Love going to new airports. Getting to go to a new airport this Christmas. It's going to rock.
Mm-hmm. What airport?
San Juan.
Wow. Oh. Didn't think you would go there.
Going on.
It's too hot. Okay, yeah.
I've been there. Pretty good airport.
Love that. Love to hear that, Tommy. Love to hear that.
Yeah. Genuine excitement.
Love to hear that.
Nick.
I think there's an excitement to traveling, but when Bo Chukta walked in with that PSP, dude, I got a globe. Mm-hmm. The fuck?
I got a Neopet.
You got the leather patch elbows, the globe.
It was the elbow patch Christmas, and Bo walks in with a fucking PSP with Wave Racer.
To this day, greatest pound-for-pound video game system to exist.
No. I had a sweater that would last extra long because the elbows didn't wear out.
So you're going with the rich kids, Grace?
Yeah, I've grown up pretty white trash. My mom, I don't know how she did it, but she got me everything I ever wanted. But, you know, nothing was worse, especially as, like, social media got worse. It's like, everyone's just posting what they got.
That's the worst part about the holidays. Right in.
And it's like...
People posting their gifts.
Yeah. I think I tweet it every year. It's like, stop posting your gifts.
Yeah.
You look like a fucking tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm bitter. So...
So rich kids, 3-2 right now. Tommy?
I'll go with travel.
Travel?
I don't know. I think that it's expensive. It's crowded. Like, I drove back from Florida with my parents after Thanksgiving. It was more traffic ever than I've ever seen in my life. They're just 3 hours. We didn't move at all. So I'll go with that. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I'm gonna switch my vote from travel to realizing that you're... I think it's less so that, like, when you get the gift, but realizing that other people got way better shit makes you feel awful.
Wait, so you're switching from traveling to rich kids?
Yes.
Okay. So then rich kids is going to move on.
How they hike up prices for travel, though, around the holidays is out of control.
Yeah.
I couldn't go home for Thanksgiving because it was $500 one-way train ticket.
Train ticket.
Jesus.
Like, what are you doing? It's disgusting. Let's forget, not two right. Thanksgivings ago, Pat forgot to put our baby on the flight tickets.
Ooh.
We got all the way through Thanksgiving Eve. We got all the way through security line, all the way through, and we went to give our tickets. They're like, your baby's not on the tickets. You can't go. And we got turned away on Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, that is the exact story of Jesus.
That is. And then we got a donkey. And
you slept in the manger.
Somebody started praying really hard.
Another little girl praying really hard for you.
We made it. Yeah.
That's Christmas.
All right, before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Fight Camp. All right, let's talk about Fight Camp. Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine? Then allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. Fight Camp is interactive at-home boxing. They bring the best workout in the world to your home, and they make it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp has live punch counting stats that motivate you by counting every punch throughout your workout and pushing you to meet your goals for each round. As you progress, you'll unlock achievements, and you can go head-to-head against other members, whether they're across the country or across the living room. Goochman, you did a boxing class fairly recently, right?
Yep, Monday morning. Got another one tomorrow.
You have to switch up to the Fight Camp then, because you can do it at home as well, which is incredible.
I need it. I need the extra work.
So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. This holiday season, you'll also get a heart rate monitor, a premium jump rope for free. That's an additional $148 value for free. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They also offer some great financing options, so you can get started for as low as $9 a month. To get started and to get your free gifts with purchase, go to fightcamp.com/LCB. That's fightcamp.com/LCB.
Imagine if Jesus' name was Engine.
Tell you what, those fucking Italians wouldn't have killed him.
Yeah, the Father, the Son, and Engine Christ.
Engine Christ.
Engine.
I think Excellence was another one.
Excellence
Cassie.
Great.
Excellence.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Pat has some great ideas.
I want Pat in here so bad.
Yeah. Fuck, man. He's got good ideas. Okay, let's run through our playoff matchups quick. I'll start with you, Tommy. Last minute shopping versus holiday hangovers.
Last minute shopping. Hangovers, like I said, I don't think is too specific to holidays, but last minute shopping, stressful. I'll go with that.
Stressful, Grace?
Hangovers. It's something I know too well.
Mm-hmm. Nick?
Last minute shopping.
Last minute shopping, Jay?
Yeah, last minute shopping.
Another for last minute shopping. You send it home.
I guess hangovers. Like, hangovers are bad, right?
Hangovers are bad.
Yeah.
Going hangovers as well.
Goochman. Last minute shopping versus hangovers.
I like shopping. I like it. It's very peaceful. So I'm gonna go hangovers.
Hangover gonna move on. Next up, you go first, Kate. New Year's Day versus taking down decorations / Christmas
Eve
lights.
New Year's Eve, sorry. Taking down decorations? Still New Year's Eve.
Still New Year's.
Yep.
I didn't realize this is a big New Year's hater group.
I think
a lot of people are.
We should. So in
on that? Anyone want to kiss?
No expectations. Yeah. Just get a bunch of garbage food and just sit around and bitch about Catholic upbringing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Really great time.
Live therapy about it. Big T?
Taking down lights only because New Year's Eve includes college football, which is good, but everything else about New Year's Eve, bad.
Bad. Che?
Yeah, anything with surge pricing, like Grace was saying, with the trains being crazy expensive around Thanksgiving. Cabs are like that, too, around New Year's.
You brought this up a lot. You must have been really badly ripped off on New Year's.
Yeah, yeah, all the time. So New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Nick?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Grace?
New Year's Eve.
Going to move on, but Tommy?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve as well. New Year's versus the holiday hangover. Tommy?
I mean, these kind of go hand in hand, I guess. I'll go New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve? Grace?
Because you're going to get the holiday hangover because of it.
True.
Yeah, for the same reason, I'm New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, Nick?
New Year's Eve, because there's even like those parties that you can buy in, you know, ticket to, and it includes like your champagne toast and this and that, and it's like $300, and it's just still not, it's not, there's no good.
Still doesn't include
a kiss.
There's
always a fight. There's no kiss. Yeah, it's like...
If a party included a kiss, there was like a whore there.
Oh yeah,
I think I'm gonna get.
If the party's had a, if a party just had a designated whore,
yeah, oh, I'd be so much better. Che,
what a whore! She's hecking everybody on the lips.
I will be the whore. I get my New Year's kiss. I'll make go to the whole party.
Like 500 of them.
Make up for a lifetime.
A platter. It's just my lips.
Yeah, I like that.
New Year's kiss, anyone?
Raise like the booth. And it's just you still behind.
Please.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, gonna move on, but Big T?
I guess New Year's Eve.
You guess New Year's Eve, Kate? I'm assuming New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve into the finals. Unbelievable.
This year for New Year's, my friend, he's having a 100 of my closest friends and I, and we all have to wear black
100
tie.
Friends?
Yeah. It is New York.
None of those people can be your friends if you're of 100
friends. 100
friends?
Well, so it's like his closest friends, plus like they get to invite 5 people, and it's like...
Okay.
100 so closest friends and I.
So it's like 5 of his closest friends.
Yeah, plus, where and then like that, an extension.
Okay.
At like a bar or like
yeah,
an apartment?
It's at his bar.
Oh. I actually kind of like
shut
that.
It down for the night.
Kind of like that. Because there's some link of accountability
yeah, I
for
actually,
everyone.
I actually
yeah, like everyone kind of knows everyone. And
I don't
then,
hate
yeah.
that.
I might go to the movies.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
Movie guy here.
It's there.
Okay, so New Year's.
Moving on. Bunch of crunch.
Kate, you go first. The lines and the crowds versus working retail.
Oh man, I'm probably gonna have to go working retail. Have you seen like the what's that store, Old Navy here?
Yeah, Herald Square.
It's
one.
Like a bomb went off inside it around the hall. It's like insane. I can't.
Looks like a Burlington coat factory.
People just don't regard the workers.
Cleanest Burlington coat factory.
People have like no regard for the people working retail at the hall. It's insane. I think it would break my spirit of humanity. Yeah, that's one.
That is always a very fun treat is if you go to like any local Burlington Coat Factory's Facebook and just go through the post. It's just people complaining about how dirty it is.
Burlington is the worst.
Find some good shit at Burlington, though.
It is just filthy.
I stop at the one on 21st on my way home sometimes.
Best view in the city out the Burlington Coat Factory
it really
dressing
is.
Room window.
I've thought that before, yeah. too. I almost tweeted stunning. It once, but it's too niche.
No, it is stunning.
It is.
Damn, Grace, thanks. You guys got to check it out.
That, the workers.
The family.
The Washington Square Park.
And here it is.
Yeah.
Workers, because once you get through the line, you're done. They have more line.
Yeah.
And that's true. They work the literal lines all day. That's true. Damn.
You can't escape it.
Okay.
One is you choose to be there. The other one is you have to be there. So I'm going to go with you have to be there, which is working retail.
Working retail. 3-0 right now. Nick?
Yeah, I'll go retail. I feel really bad for retail workers.
Yeah.
Same. It's going to move on, obviously, but Grace?
I don't know what it is. Every time something does fall on the ground, and again, I'm not trying to sound like a good person, but every time I do drop something or it falls off the hanger, I have to pick it up.
Yes.
You're so fucking good, dude. I have
to
pick
it up. Yeah. Because no one else does.
Tweet that picture out, and then boom.
It's canceled. Not even that. It's just since I was a child. And yeah, no, retail sucks.
Retail sucks,
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, retail.
Retail's moving on. Tommy, rich kids getting the good gifts versus going to church.
I'll go going to church, I guess. Going I never church. Was like, I mean, I don't even, I don't know. I never like, I was always just satisfied with my Christmas gifts. It's not like I ever got anything crazy, but it was just like, this is fine. I didn't care what other people got. Going to church, that really, it's the most boring hour. You can't even use your fucking phone. So I'll go with going to church.
Going to church, Grace?
Take me to church. I hate church. I really do.
Don't. Was that, you phrased
it. I know.
Like,
sorry.
Do you like church?
I think that went out too good.
Nick?
Church is so boring, man. And I think it's by design.
Yeah. Why would they design it that way?
Because Catholicism's all about punishment.
That's true. And guilt.
It's too much standing up. If church was more sitting down, I'd maybe be okay with it.
If the seats weren't just wood, like, can you imagine if there's cushion on those seats?
Yeah, that's where those Protestants have a good thing going. I went to one once, and I was like, they got cushions here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Big T, did you have cushions in your church pews?
Pews the seats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on the butt, not the...
Hell.
Damn, dude.
Ass to wood.
Ass to wood.
Always, all of them are wood.
Absolutely not, no. But I also went to a Baptist church. I mean, you're in there for 3 hours. So
how long it is? I might stay for longer if there was it was comfier. Maybe not 3 hours.
Do you like going to church?
Yeah.
Huh. You like it.
You feel like you have to say that?
As a kid, I didn't love it all the time. Like, I remember sometimes I would be, like, laying in bed and it'd get to, like, 9:15, and I was like, if they haven't come to get me yet, like, we might not have to go.
Did you guys go to Vacation Bible School?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did, too.
Oh, yeah. I would go to our Vacation Bible School, then I would go to Missouri to my grandparents' house and go to theirs.
Ooh.
Get double dip.
You're pious as hell.
Yeah, they'd sometimes, they'd have different themes, so, like, one would be pirate and the other would be,
you
know, whatever.
Damn. It's 3-0 right now, but, Jay?
Rich kids getting better gifts. That's the worst. Just finding out that you're poor.
Yep, because especially with that first day back at school, and everyone shares what gifts they got, and it's just like, it's fuck, I hate it so much. I hated it so much. Big T?
Yeah, going to church is cool. So I guess rich kids.
Rich kids, Kate?
Yeah, rich kids.
Rich kids. Kentucky Goochman, you get to break the vote.
I can't decide if, like, getting a bad present didn't bother me as much as, like, getting someone else a worse present than they already received, if that makes sense. Like, if my sister got my mom something better than I got her, that made me feel shitty. Does that make sense?
It does. So which one are you going to go with then?
I got to go church. Dude, church fucking sucks.
Yeah,
church
I would so actually bad. Say I would do a church as well.
Church is so boring, especially at the holidays.
Okay, church versus retail to get into the finals.
Oh, God. I feel like people in retail probably had a worse time than me having to swing the frankincense spinner at church as the altar server. I'm going to go retail. It probably sucks.
That's craziest smell.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it.
Yeah.
It was like, I couldn't tell if I liked it or if I didn't.
Mm. Yeah, it was a mix.
Yeah, retail seems like it really sucks.
Yeah, it's got to suck.
In general, and then throw in Christmas.
Jay?
Yeah, working retail for sure.
Retail 3-0.
Yeah, I never had to do it, but I think it would suck. What's that up against?
That was up against church.
Oh, church! you!
Good one. Grace?
I'm going to go retail.
Retail going to move on.
Yeah, I mean, church is only an hour. Retail, you're working 8-hour shifts the whole season.
So. On your feet nonstop.
Yeah.
Ain't sitting. Even if it's on a wooden chair, it's better than having to stand that whole time. Tommy, you go first in our finals matchup. Working retail versus New Year's Eve.
I mean, we've shit a lot on New Year's Eve, but at least it could be fun in theory. Working retail, I haven't had to do it, but I would imagine it sucks, especially around the holidays, so I'll go with that.
Retail, Grace?
I was going to die on the New Year's Eve path. I really wanted that one to go through, but up against retail,
it's tough. It's another one, almost like the lines one, where, like, worst things bracket, it could be in the top five.
How did the Lions lose? What did that lose to?
Lions lost to working retail.
Mm.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that makes sense. there's
there's always like a viral tweet about how miserable it is to work retail, and I feel for them. It sucks. I'm writing in church.
Writing in church?
Yeah.
Jay?
If you work retail, at least like the holiday season isn't a surprise. You know it's coming up, and you can somewhat plan for that. Shit, was the one that was going against
retail versus New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, I've always hated. Just everything more expensive, less convenient, bars super crowded. There's so much pressure to do stuff. New Year's Eve.
I can't even. I need to know the story of how badly you got ripped off on New Year's Eve. It must
every year
miserable.
Just every year, $150 for an open bar. It's just like bottom shelf liquor. It's like $100 for a cab to go.
You need that high.
So why are you doing that then?
Steal.
Yeah.
Social pressure.
You don't really drink that much then, right?
What?
I was just saying $150 for open bar is kind of a steal.
This is like 2010.
Ah, that'd be like 350, 500 okay. now.
Okay. Big T.
New Year's Eve, alcoholics. I'm writing an alcoholics.
Kate.
What is it, retail and New Year's
Eve? Retail versus New Year's Eve right now.
As much as I hate New Year's Eve, I love New Year's Day. I go to the Mummers Parade every year in Philly.
I love sauerkraut.
And sauerkraut is a real delight. You're right, people do.
Sauerkraut and New Year's Day having...
That's a tradition. You have sauerkraut on New Year's Day to get good luck.
It's weird shit.
I don't think I knew that.
Weird thing.
I have like...
Some German bullshit.
My family's they have like a weird fish. I forget what it is.
Seven fish.
You're Jewish.
Oh, that's Jewish. Jay just... I am the most
salmon.
Jewish Christian of all time. I forget what it's called. Balut? No, that's
beluga whale.
Beluga whale.
Like caviar.
That's beluga.
Yeah.
I'm going retail.
Retail. Retail is the winner of episode 56 of the bracket. Worst thing is about the holidays. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and all this fun stuff. Thank you so much to our guests, Big T, Kate, and Grace. We'll be back next week with the full crew. And also buy a shirt. We're going to design some new shirts. Me and Nick have been talking it up. We got some good ideas in the tank right now.
Should we send him out with a Christmas song?
I would rather die.
Which Christmas song? At Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a YouTube song, so we're absolutely going to put it in.
Kids are dying. Cancer.
Yeah, go listen to One More Christmas Eve by Brandon Davis.
Thanks anyway to everyone who watched. Make sure again subscribe. See you next week.
4's Head, we've been going back to school for over 115 years. And this year, every school lunch is reason to celebrate with the flavors your kids love and the exceptional quality you expect. Helping you make school lunch fresh, easy, and delicious. Ring the bell. The deli is open. 4's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.